Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Governor Charlie Baker is planning a reopening for Massachusetts. This afternoon, he said to expect the approach for May 18th and beyond to be slow and methodical.
People have gone through a tremendous amount of dislocation and discomfort, lost wages, and a whole bunch of other things to get to the point where the virus has been contained enough and reduced enough that we can actually start to reopen the economy. The last thing we're going to do is reopen it in a way that fires that virus up again.
What do we know about the plan, and how has Governor Baker been handling the crisis? WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown has been covering the governor's daily coronavirus briefings all along, and he joins us now on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Steve, you were there today, as you have been. What more did the governor say about plans to reopen?
Well, he's continuing to try to tamp down expectations that everything will reopen on Monday. That's just not going to be the case. We should get a better idea of a timeline on Monday. But as he has said on many occasions, it's not like there's going to be a switch thrown and everything starts up again. Reporters are trying to get him to say which businesses will fall into the first category to reopen or how he plans to lift the stay-at-home advisory. And he wasn't going there. He said he doesn't want to. He wants this to be a deliberate way, and that if he starts leaking out information before the release of the report, people will start up ahead of time. He wants it to go off on Monday, and he wants it to go off on a targeted and phased way.
So how do we square that with, A, the fact that we're coming off the surge, but Monday's pretty soon coming up here, given where we've been over the last 8 weeks. And B, he actually, in fact, has given us a little bit of information already this week, like announcing that there will be phases and what the sort of minimum security or safety standards for businesses will be.
Yeah, I mean, he says everything is dependent on the data. The May 18th has been a target date for a while, and that was based on modeling that indicated that the numbers from the surge will have been in a downward trend for a long enough period of time to begin the process of reopening. The governor says that those numbers have been trending downward, and when you look at seven-day rolling averages, they are heading in the correct direction. I guess the challenge for the governor will be to keep expectations in check and keeping the floodgates from opening.
You know, we carry Governor Baker's daily briefings live here on WBUR. You're, almost always there because they're happening every day. But we hear less about what's happening in the legislature. They're not doing daily briefings from their perspective. Can you bring us up to date? What are they doing on relief, reopening, mitigation, et cetera?
Sure. They've been working on a few things. There are a number of COVID-19 related bills that have been filed by lawmakers. Now, like most bills, many of them will go nowhere, but they are going through the legislative process. The major issue on their plate right now, as it is every spring, is the state budget. They know that there's going to be a huge shortfall because of this shutdown of the economy. Senate President Karen Spilka told me yesterday that there's going to be anywhere between a $4 and $6 billion deficit. Of course, the legislature will likely take up the governor's supplemental budget that he filed yesterday, appropriating $1 billion and to cover the COVID-related costs. However, the governor says that that money will be reimbursed by the feds.
And Steve, is there any opposition to the governor's plans or how he's been handling things so far within the legislature?
Yeah, a handful of the more conservative members of the House came out yesterday urging the governor to move more quickly with reopening the economy. I think they are outliers, and their opposition will be dutifully noted by the governor and then ignored.
Okay. I said a second ago, you know, the governor's doing these daily press briefings. How unusual is that, Steve? It seems de rigueur now, but is it a big deal or really unusual for Governor Baker to be speaking with the press every day like this?
Not really. I've been expecting that because, this is probably the biggest thing that we've really lived through news-wise. a huge pandemic. We've never seen anything the likes of this. He's been holding these briefings pretty much every day since March 15th. He had them sporadically before then, every other, couple of days. But then March 15th, that's pretty much when the rubber hit the road here with this. And so he's been having a briefing every day. Lately, he's been taking off the weekends, at least from the public briefing. I'm sure he's still working at home on Saturdays and Sundays, but we just don't see him out in public. There were some days early on in this when there was always big information coming out every day about school and business closings, testing, all sorts of other things going on that were big news. There will be briefings now when there's not a lot of news coming out of it, to be honest. And I jokingly refer to those as Charlie Baker's greatest hits when he reiterates the important information that we should already know. Stay 6 feet apart, cover your face, wash your hands, that sort of thing. I think part of it is the governor's people want to get him in front of the cameras every day to show that he's handling everything. And of course, the media wants to get him in front of the microphones to answer the many, many questions that we have every day.
So let's stay on that for a second. You are a veteran statehouse reporter, and the governor does take a lot of questions, and he seems to have a good rapport with the press corps, calls people by name, sometimes even gives Netflix recommendations. On Monday, out of Washington, we saw the president end a press availability and walk out after an exchange with a reporter. How do you compare and contrast those approaches and relationships?
Yeah, I think there is a respect between the media and the governor that doesn't exist in Washington. Now, I can see sometimes that he gets agitated by some of the questions that we ask, but he's savvy enough to know that that's our job. We're there to get the truth, and we're not there as cheerleaders. We reporters are often frustrated when he doesn't fully answer our questions. He's very skilled at pivoting away from the crux of the question and then settling into some talking points that he has stored away in his head. But I do sense that we're all operating from the same set of facts, and that's a good thing. Sometimes I don't think that's always the case in Washington.
Well, that's WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tiziana.